Welcome, everybody, to episode one of the Life Beside Christ podcast. I think we probably all start off with quick intros. I think episode two or the end of this episode is going to be kind of our intros into Christianity and how we got here. But maybe we just go around the table, do a quick intro of who we are, so you know our names, and then we'll get right into explaining our podcast and why we're here. Carter, you want to start?
Yes, sir. So I am Carter Hayes. I'm 20 years old. I'm sitting in the window here next to Brady, my brother, older brother, and next to Levi Parkovich, my good buddy. That's about all I got.
I'll go next so you can go straight into intro in the podcast. So I am Brady Hayes, the older brother of the kid that did not bring a Bible to our Christian podcast today. He brought nearly nothing.
Got the right hat on, though.
He does have
a sick hat.
A three nails Christian hat on. I'll give him that. He showed up late. I brought breakfast. But, sorry, I'm getting off. That's my personal problems I have with him. 24, live in the same town everybody else does in the podcast here. And just couple of friends, and hoping we can reach out to young people through this podcast.
Yep, and I'm Levi Parkovich, and I'm, shoot, am I 23 now, I think? I am good friends with Brady and Carter. I moved here,
2016?
6 years ago.
Because we graduated 2017, yeah.
Yeah. Going on 7 years ago, and Brady was one of the first people that I guess I just became friends with in Jacksonville, so kind of continued. I teach, I coach, stay pretty busy with that. And
real quick before we get into the meat of it, isn't it funny? So we're all fairly young, 24, 23, and 20. And you used to look at old people, and they're like, I don't know how old I am.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I'm 23, and why don't I know how old I am?
Now I understand it. I'm like, I don't have a clue. I think I said I was 23 the other day, and so he looked at me like, what are you talking about? But it's just, I guess it quits mattering.
I know. Someone just asked me yesterday, and up until then, I was like, did I turn 24 this year, or do I turn 24 this year? Like, what?
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I probably been slower if I didn't think about it yesterday.
Yeah. All right. Well, you want to kind of get into why we're here and what our goal is?
Yeah. Like I said, these two and their family were a big reason why I started going to church, and we'll talk more about stuff like that later. But we text all the time, and I sent a text message, and I was like, well, what can we do to help spread God's word and the gospel and draw other people closer to it? Obviously, we're all pretty young and new in our faith and like growing our faith. And I was like, what can we do? So I threw out the idea. Brady, a couple years ago, had the idea to do a sports podcast around coaches and athletics around Central Illinois a couple years ago. So the idea to have a Christian podcast kind of popped into my mind, and I thought about it, and I was thinking about it pretty hard for a couple months. Mm-hmm. I was like, that would be so fun. Like, it would be fun. It would be something that we could do. And like I said, for me, I teach, so, you know, public schools, Christianity, it doesn't coexist anymore, but I want to do something. And the kids I coach and stuff like that. So I sent the text. I was like, hey, what do you guys think about this? We can have a Christian podcast for newer Christians. I think we all listen to like the Unashamed podcast, and I was like, well, you listen to that, you tell someone, hey, go listen to this Christian podcast that I listen to, and then they're talking about Mark 18, you know, this and that, and they're like, well, I don't even know who is Mark.
I don't even know Mark 7.
Right. So I was like, I love the Unashamed podcast, but where can someone that's new in their faith, looking for God, Jesus, or just doesn't even know that they're looking for it, I guess. Where can they go? What can they find to help them or answer questions, pique their curiosity about things, and kind of came to the idea and threw it out to them, and they're like, yeah, that sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's talk about that some more.
So he makes it sound a little easier. When he texts us about the podcast idea, and I got the text, I'm like, oh my God.
Right, because we're just all pretty busy.
Yeah. So kind of quick, a little background. So right now I'm full-time college student, full-time working, got two different water systems. So I work my 8 hours at my first job and then maybe a couple more after that. Come home, I've got a 5-month-old baby girl, our first kid, married to my wife, who is taking her CPA today. So it was one of those things where somebody reaches out to you and you're like, I don't know how I could possibly fit this in.
Yeah.
But I want anybody listening to understand, like, that's how important this is to us. I think too often we find the time to make dinner. That's not a problem. We're going to have dinner. But to study and talk about and worship God, that gets put on the back burner a lot.
Right, because put to Sunday only, kind of.
Yeah, right. So I felt bad when I first responded, like, I don't know if I got time. Mm-hmm. So I kind of thought over, I'm like, I got to make time. And I think it's going to be something that's really good to reach, one, to young people, to, as soon as they can start understanding the word, understanding what we're saying, to our age and even a little older. Somebody that they can reach out to, ask questions.
Right.
They can teach us things. I also want the listeners to know, none of us are biblically trained, and we're far, far from.
Right, right.
The point of this is that we're going to learn right there with you. We're going to make our mistakes.
We're all still very much learning.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And then the other group I hope to reach isn't necessarily, it could be 60-year-olds that have become new Christians and are wanting to learn.
Yeah.
Learning right there with it. That's the big thing. Don't think that we're preaching to you or criticizing you, because we're making the same mistakes every day, and we're just trying to be better and trying to help everybody else be better. So it's kind of a team effort.
We're all pretty, like you said, we're all pretty busy. Like, even for myself, like, now I'm kind of in the peak of things. Got done with football a few months ago. Part of wrestling season, baseball's right around the corner. I coach all three sports at the high school. I teach, and, you know, I'm plenty busy as well. Carter, I think you and your dad were right in the middle of your rental, kind of finishing that up, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Staying busy.
Doing that, renovating that for a rental property. And we're not saying this has to be something we do, but we kind of obviously came to, like, we want to go ahead and try it and see how it is. But
that's what's funny, to hit on Carter real quick. He you might be a couple of years before you listeners hear from Carter. he's a little more quiet, but what's funny with him is anytime I'm upset with him and like, how's he not getting this? It's amazing how busy he is for being a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, he should still be in college right now partying and not worrying about anything, but that's not the case. He gets a lot of flack in our family, but he's working on rentals. He works full time. So he's plenty busy as well. But I think for us to make this a priority and to really work on getting the word out there is going to be really important for the future.
Yeah. And we're, like you said, the target audience, so to speak, is really for anyone, but more catered towards people who even maybe have fallen out of their faith a little bit. Maybe they say they're a Christian, but they've never really studied the Bible. They just kind of hear on Sunday, but they don't know how. They don't know how to get into it. They don't know how to learn or who or how to talk to other people about stuff. And people who have maybe never been talked to about Christianity or anything like that along those lines, I guess. Anyone really, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. I like that because there's a lot of kids that you could argue are never going to have a chance to hear the word.
Right.
In the Bible, we need to research that because I got ahead of myself a little bit. But there's kids out there with parents, maybe, is a better way to say that, that aren't introducing them to the Bible. They may, and we may be that answer as to how they can get introduced, because what's crazy is we all had Propels. Did you guys? I didn't have a Propel. I had a, what was the Pantech Duo Switch or something for my first phone. Did you have a Propel?
No, I didn't get a phone until I was in like ninth grade. It was the Cosmo sliding phone.
Your parents raised you right. But the point is, now every kid has an iPhone, you see.
Oh, yeah. So with third, fourth, and fifth graders that are like, oh, I got the brand new iPhone. I'm like, I got the iPhone 8. not the important thing.
But yeah, every phone is a way to listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to giving kids a chance to hear the word and to just be introduced to it.
Right.
So that's going to be important. I want to hit on a few things real quick just to kind of get out of the way. Just a kind of about us. It's going to be something that we were talking before is like everyday struggles of a young Christian, kind of discussing, we'll get to a point where we discuss how to pray, all those different topics, the reason for prayer.
Things we struggle with.
Yeah, and then we're going to kind of switch into like a Bible study with a focus. You're going to get the point of view of new Christians that are right here learning it with you.
And like living a life beside Christ.
Yeah, there you go. and the final thing I want everybody to keep in mind is there's 100% chance, I won't even say a real good chance, there's somebody out there who has seen me throw a club on the golf course or watched me install something at my house and cursed. And I won't shy away from that. I'm not here bragging about it. Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed of it. I'm not proud. But the point of that is we're right there with you. Yeah. Any of your struggles that you're going through, we are right there with you. But the point is we're trying to better ourselves, trying to improve every day. And I think that that's something that should really hit home with our listeners. And I'm looking forward to them being able to see our struggles and hear our struggles and know that there's somebody out there that's struggling right there with them.
Right. And that's, you know, basically the whole gist of why Jesus gave his life for us, right? We can't.
Exactly.
It is impossible for us to live a perfect life. And that's why he came. But it is on us to try. And that's, you know, what we're hoping to do and we're trying to do, even podcast aside. But then I think about people I've talked to as well, people who are like, maybe turned away from church, from things that they hear, things that they see on social media, how things have been, how certain churches are and stuff like that. And like, obviously someone who's doing a podcast is a real person, but like we're talking, we have busy lives. We are I don't say like your typical Christian, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not like, hopefully a lot of this stuff, I guess what I'm saying is hopefully a lot of this stuff people can relate to.
Yeah.
As they're growing and learning.
Yeah, that's the thing where it's kind of a bummer that we're not biblically trained at the moment and have every answer for you. The other side of it is that you're the same people we are. We're working full-time. We've got families. We're no different. We're just, and I hope that relates to our listeners.
Yeah, and I guess like along those lines too, we talk about people that maybe shy away from coming to Christ. And you hear a lot of people say, like, or pastors say, like, you're not supposed to heal yourself and then come to Christ. You're using Christ to heal you. Like, he is there to heal you and to fix you, help you through things. Right? Jesus said it is not the sick or the healthy that need the doctors, but the sick, right? That's why we need him. We are the sick in those terms, right?
Exactly. So do we want to hit one quick Bible verse I got and then kind of wrap up this and get into our... Okay, so before I get to that, I do want to throw this out there. So I mentioned that we want you to send in questions, comments, thoughts, anything you have. You can send that to life lifebesidechristpod@gmail.com. That's lifebesidechristpod@gmail.com. So send us whatever you got there.
And maybe we need to like make Instagram.
Yeah,
or
that's
like that too.
We'll probably be posting on our personals to start, and then lean into it'll take nothing to get her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Up and going. So you can check us out on Instagram. Probably start there and see where we go. So my final thing, kind of to wrap up this podcast, is this is one of the things that worried me with starting this podcast. I have a crazy fear of leading people astray, saying the wrong thing, causing them to sin. And so I want you to know that before we start our podcast, we will be researching what we're going to talk about. We're going to try our best to follow the Bible, because I don't think if you're following the Bible, you're not leading astray. It's
right.
It's literally,
we're not coming up with our own interpretations.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And putting those out there for
right.
others.
Yeah. We're not going to twist the Bible. But a good passage on that actually speaks to me and scares me a lot is Matthew 18, verse 6. And it says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." So I wouldn't say I'm scared of the water, but I'm scared of a millstone around my neck and being drowned in the sea, and that would be better than what would happen if you cause a little one to sin. So we're going to be doing this. We're going to do our best.
Yeah.
I promise you, we're not here to lead you astray. We're going to follow the Bible. We're not going to twist words. We're not going to throw in our own opinions on how we think the Bible could be approved or something. It can't. It's the perfect text. And we're just here to share it and hopefully lead somebody else, introduce it, lead somebody into Christianity and help them.
And as we, transition into maybe the Bible study, episodes down the line, if we get something wrong, we'll definitely go back and talk about it the next week and maybe fix it or elaborate on it a different direction or more.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. This has been episode 1, and I think we're going to turn right around and try to get episode 2 and get our deeper introductions into who we are. Thanks.